Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to the CBS Evening News ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/wondery. rocketmoney.com/wondery. Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The first criminal trial of a former president gets underway.
Trump is not above the law.
Jury selection begins in the case of the people of the state of New York versus Donald J. Trump. The questions potential jurors are being asked and how many have already been dismissed.
Nothing like this has ever happened before. There's never been anything like it.
The CBS Evening News starts now. Good evening, I'm Nora O'Donnell, and thank you for being with us. We want to show the dramatic pictures today from San Francisco and the Golden Gate Bridge, where pro-Palestinian protesters shut down one of the most iconic bridges in America for nearly 5 hours. It was part of a worldwide economic blockade. We'll get to that story in just a moment. But we do want to begin tonight with the first criminal prosecution of a former president of the United States. The so-called hush money trial of Donald Trump is underway, with nearly 100 potential jurors being questioned on the first day. None were picked today. Jury selection could take up to 2 weeks. Trump is facing 34 felony counts for falsifying business records in order to hide an alleged affair with former porn star Stormy Daniels. As he left court, a clearly angry Trump lashed out at the judge, who said he's expected to be there every day. And this trial could last 8 weeks. CBS's Robert Costa starts us off tonight.
A history-making moment in Lower Manhattan this morning.
Very honored to be here.
Donald Trump had his rights read to him by New York Judge Juan Merchan, acknowledging he understood and officially became the first former president ever to stand criminal trial. During the proceedings, Trump appeared irritated at times and bored at others, even appearing to nod off at one point, later perking up when jury selection began, turning to face potential jurors as they filed into the courtroom. The juror questionnaire posed 42 questions, including if they've ever attended a Trump rally or if they follow the former president on social media. More than half of the 96 prospective jurors questioned today were excused, many after saying they could not be fair and impartial.
This is going to be a difficult task because there is virtually no one who has no opinion about Donald Trump. Whether you voted for him or you voted against him, you still have an opinion about the criminal case against him.
Trump is accused of scheming to funnel payments to adult film star Stormy Daniels through his former lawyer Michael Cohen. Both, along with former aide Hope Hicks, are expected to be called as witnesses.
I'm hoping with all of my heart that they call me.
Prosecutors say it was an attempt to stop an alleged past affair with Daniels from becoming a scandal just before the 2016 presidential election. Trump has denied both the affair and making the payments.
Did you know about the $130,000 payment to Stormy Daniels?
The former president slammed Cohen and Daniels on social media last week, calling them sleazebags. And today, attorneys with the Manhattan DA's office asked the judge to hold the former president in contempt and fine him $3,000 for violating a gag order. Trump also complained the judge rejected his request to skip court to travel to Washington in 10 days for the landmark Supreme Court arguments on presidential immunity.
He won't allow me to leave here for a half a day, go to D.C. and go before the United States Supreme Court because he thinks he's superior, I guess, to the Supreme Court.
Sources close to Trump's legal team tell me that Trump's lawyers will soon push for a change in venue, arguing Trump can't get a fair hearing in New York. For now, Trump will be at this court tomorrow for jury selection. The judge says he has no choice. Nora.
Robert Costa, thank you very much. Tonight, the chief of staff for the Israeli military announced there will be a response to Iran's unprecedented large-scale drone and missile attack over the weekend. CBS's Deborah Pata reports on how the alliance of Western and Arab countries came together for the first time to defend the Jewish state.
A fiery display of Iran's aerial might choreographed for maximum effect, resulting in minimal damage. More than 300 projectiles were launched. First came over 170 drones and 30 cruise missiles, all shot down before reaching Israel. With help from U.S. aircraft in Jordan and Saudi Arabia, that took out nearly 80 drones. Then came 120 ballistic missiles. Around half failed to launch or crashed in flight. Only five pierced through Israel's powerful air defense system, causing minor damage to a military base. Israel's war cabinet favors retaliation, but differs on timing and scale, while the Israel Defense Force is on standby. We are weighing our steps, IDF Chief Herzi Halevi said. The launch of so many missiles and drones towards Israel will be responded to. The attack has triggered global calls for restraint.
It's time to step back from the brink.
Under pressure at home, critics of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu question whether he's the right person to make such a critical decision.
So if you ask me if Netanyahu is a risk to the state of Israel, my opinion is yes.
Retired two-star IDF General Nimrod Sheffer says Netanyahu has a vested interest in prolonging both the war in Gaza and escalating the conflict with Iran in order to stay in power.
If you're retaliating just to show that you're strong enough, it's the wrong idea. It's the wrong strategy.
Schiffer told us Israel could respond with a cyber attack, a targeted strike, or hitting an Iranian proxy like Hezbollah. But he believes the best course of action is not to retaliate, as Israel has already won by demonstrating its powerful defense capabilities. Nora?
Deborah Pata in Jerusalem, thank you. Back here in Washington, the White House is reiterating its unwavering support for Israel. But President Biden is urging caution ahead of any Israeli counterattack. CBS's Weijia Jiang reports the president is also facing pressure here at home with protests shutting down parts of major cities across the country.
From San Francisco to Chicago, protesters in several major cities blocked traffic, demanding an end to the war in Gaza, dialing up pressure for President Biden to do the same. In New York City, some even waved a Hezbollah flag, showing condemnation for Israel. The protests were planned before Iran launched an unprecedented assault on Israel. Today, as Biden hosted the Prime Minister of Iraq in the Oval Office, he stressed U.S. support of Israel, but acknowledged fears that responding to Iran could widen the war.
We're committed to a ceasefire that will bring the hostages home and preventing conflict from spreading beyond what it already has.
CBS News has learned that during a phone call Saturday night, President Biden urged Prime Minister Netanyahu to think carefully and strategically about the risks of escalation, and said that if the IDF launched a reprisal strike on Iran, the U.S. would not participate. Biden issued this warning to Iran just one day before the strikes.
Don't.
Tehran went ahead anyway.
Does that signal to Iran that it can defy the U.S., without facing any consequences.
If I'm sitting in Tehran and I'm taking a look at what just happened on Saturday night, I don't think I'd be betting that the United States is not willing to get engaged here and help defend Israel.
House Speaker Mike Johnson says the House would soon vote on aid for Israel in light of the Iranian attack. Tonight, the White House says it opposes any measure that focuses solely on Israel as it pushes Congress to pass a package that also includes money for Ukraine and border security. Nora.
Weijia Jiang at the White House with those tough questions today. Thank you very much. It could be another week of wild weather with severe thunderstorms sweeping across the Ohio Valley to the Mid-Atlantic. For where the threats are for the rest of the night and tomorrow, let's bring in meteorologist Mike Bettis. He's with our partners at the Weather Channel. Good evening, Mike.
Nora, good evening. We'll keep a very close eye on the potential for severe storms right through the evening in many locations, including right here through the Mid-Atlantic, in areas like Charleston, in places like Richmond, even out toward Ocean City. 70-mile-per-hour winds and also 2-inch diameter hail could be possible in these locations. We'll see storms right through the night tonight, racing down I-95, eventually down through the Hampton Roads area, before finally clearing overnight off the Atlantic Ocean. Then we turn our attention back to the middle of the country, where through tonight, we have a Torcon as high as a 5. Medium chances for tornadoes extend from the high plains all the way down through Texas. The high-resolution future radar shows a lot of storms popping up around dinner time, after dinner time, and right through the night tonight. That storm threat translates into the Midwest, Nora, as we go through the day on Tuesday.
Mike Bettis, thank you. A New Mexico judge today handed down the maximum sentence of 18 months in prison to the weapons supervisor on the set of the Alec Baldwin movie Rust. Hannah Gutierrez-Reed was found guilty last month in the accidental shooting death of the film's cinematographer, Alina Hutchins. CBS's Elise Preston reports on what this could mean for Baldwin's upcoming trial.
A handcuffed Hannah Gutierrez-Reed, the chief weapons handler on the troubled movie set Rust, wiped away tears as she listened to gut-wrenching impact statements.
A live bullet should never have made this way onto the set, let alone the gun. Full stop. And that is where Hannah Gutierrez-Reed, as the armorer on Rust, failed Helena.
The jury found the 27-year-old armorer guilty of involuntary manslaughter in the 2021 fatal shooting of the film's cinematographer, Helena Hutchins. She was struck by a live round from the gun held by actor Alec Baldwin. Live ammunition mistakenly loaded by Gutierrez-Reed.
Ms. Gutierrez continues to refuse to accept responsibility for her role in the death of Helena Hutchins.
The special prosecutor said Gutierrez-Reed had shown no contrition, citing nearly 200 jailhouse phone calls in which she described the jury as idiots, accused the judge of being paid off, and wanting to put Alec Baldwin in jail.
The jury has found me in part at fault for this god-awful tragedy, but that doesn't make me a monster. That makes me human.
Despite her plea for leniency, the judge handed down the maximum 18-month prison sentence.
You alone turned a safe weapon into a lethal weapon. Please take her.
The family of Gutierrez-Reed plans to appeal as Alec Baldwin prepares for his trial.
What Alec Baldwin is going to argue is this is a tragedy and the person responsible has already been found guilty and is already in prison.
In today's statements, loved ones of Hutchins called for accountability for everyone involved in her death. Baldwin also faces involuntary manslaughter charges, but he's maintained his innocence. His trial is scheduled for July. Nora?
Elise Preston, thank you very much. We learned today that the FBI opened a criminal investigation and boarded the cargo ship that crashed into Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge last month. Six construction workers were killed when the bridge collapsed. The body of a fourth worker was recovered from a sunken vehicle on Sunday. The FBI isn't discussing the scope of its investigation, but a source tells the Associated Press the ship apparently had electrical problems before it left port, but took off anyway. Major developments now in the disappearance of two mothers from Kansas. Police believe their bodies have been found and four people are under arrest. We get details in this disturbing case from CBS's Mark Strassman.
Heartbreak in the heartland. Investigators say the two-week search for Veronica Butler and Jillian Kelly is over.
This case did not end the way we had hoped. It has certainly been a tragedy for everybody involved.
The Kansas moms went missing March 30th while going to pick up Butler's children in Oklahoma. Their car was left abandoned on the side of a rural road, blood and a broken hammer found nearby.
We felt this wasn't a random deal, all right?
We felt that with some of the information coming in, that it was more targeted.
On Saturday, four people were arrested in connection to the case. Tad Cullum, Tiffany Adams, and Cole and Cora Twombly, all charged with first-degree murder, kidnapping, and conspiracy. In an affidavit released today, police say Adams was the paternal grandmother of Butler's children, and the two were locked in a custody battle. Police also say Adams bought five stun guns at a local gun shop and three burner phones, all of which pinged near where Butler's car was found and at a property 8.5 miles away where police found a freshly dug hole covered by hay.
This case was tragic. You have two people who are dead and four people that committed an absolutely brutal crime.
Police said the four belonged to an anti-government group and had tried to kill Butler before. Nora, they'll be in court on Wednesday.
Such a disturbing story, Mark Strassman. Thank you. Now to some breaking news from the U.S. Supreme Court. The High Court is allowing Idaho to largely enforce its ban on gender-affirming care for transgender children under 18 while lawsuits over the law go forward. Justice Clarence Thomas was not in court today and did not participate remotely in arguments. There was no explanation given for his absence. All eyes are on tonight's WNBA draft. Iowa's Caitlin Clark and the other stars who are changing the game.
HCM is a serious heart condition affecting as many as 1 in 200 people, like me.
And me. I was still short of breath on my beta blocker.
So I talked to my cardiologist.
And asked about treatment advances in HCM.
That talk made a real difference.
It gave me new hope.
Talk to your cardiologist today. Visit HCMRealTalk.com to learn more.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Tonight's WNBA draft is one of the most anticipated in history. Iowa superstar Caitlin Clark leads an incoming class of players who are taking the game to new heights on and off the court. From record points to record TV ratings, these incredible women are doing it all. CBS's Jan Crawford takes a look.
At the Empire State Building this morning, the top picks seemed on top of the world.
A little different than Iowa?
A little, yeah.
Caitlin Clark knows about being different. She is expected to go number one in tonight's draft to the Indiana Fever.
It's good!
After an historic season where she shattered Division I scoring records.
Oh my! From the future!
And took her Iowa team to the NCAA National Championship game, drawing record attendance and ratings.
O'Grady gets denied! Cardoso gobbles it up!
But it was Camilla Cardoso and the University of South Carolina who capped their undefeated season with the title. And Cardoso, named the game's most outstanding player, is also expected to be a top pick, along with 2021 national champion Cameron Brink of Stanford and 2023 champion Angel Reese of LSU. But all season, Clark's been the headline, and now the WNBA is seeking to make the most of it, as she helps elevate women's basketball on the court and off.
You make a lot of jokes about women's sports, don't you, Michael?
I wouldn't say a lot, but...
Over the weekend, Clark made a surprise appearance on Saturday Night Live, giving a shout-out to those who paved the way.
Thanks to all the great players like Cheryl Swoops, Lisa Leslie, Cynthia Cooper, the great Dawn Staley, and my basketball hero, Maya Moore. These are the women that kicked down the door so I could walk inside.
Now, even before the draft, teams in the WNBA were marketing Clark's games with the Indiana Fever to try to build on that Caitlin effect. And ticket prices have quadrupled in the resale market. And if you can't get a ticket, 36 of Indiana's 40 regular season games will be on national television. Last year, Nora, ESPN only had one.
Things are changing. Jan Crawford, thank you so much. A tax day computer glitch prevents some H&R Block customers from filing their tax returns. It is tax day. We've got the details next. A computer glitch temporarily blocks some H&R Block taxpayers from filing their returns today as the tax day deadline approached. The tax preparation company said there was a problem with its downloadable desktop software. H&R Block says the vast majority of its customers use the online version and were unaffected. The company says the problem has been fixed. Heart of America is next with an effort to bridge the gap for Black baseball players on this annual Jackie Robinson Day.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Finally, tonight's Heart of America. On opening day this year, just 6% of players were Black, the fewest in decades, according to the MLB. And as the country celebrates Jackie Robinson's legacy today, a group in Chicago is working to give the next generation of Black players a chance at living their field of dreams. Here's CBS's Charlie DeMar.
77 years after Jackie Robinson blazed the trail for Black players, coaches like Ernest Horton know the work is far from over.
If the grassroots are suffering and there's no baseball being played in the communities, of course it's not going to be Black baseball players in the MLB.
Horton is a public schools teacher in Chicago.
I can see it though.
He started Black Baseball Media, an organization giving players from predominantly underserved communities access to top-notch facilities and exposure to college scouts.
Seeing is believing. Everyone's drinking the Kool-Aid.
High school senior Kamari Thomas will play in college. So will Demir Heidelberg, aiming to follow in the footsteps of current Black big leaguers. But the teens say there are often barriers.
What difference does that make, having that access?
It's a huge difference because usually kids, like with my skin color, they can't get into it because they don't either have the money or they don't have the exposure to it.
What message does that send to you? How does that sit?
It's time for everybody to get their boots on the ground. It's time to unite. We can't sit here on the sideline and complain about it.
Bridging baseball's racial divide for the next generation. Charlie DeMar, CBS News, Crestwood, Illinois.
We need more coaches like Ernest Horton, and that's why he's tonight's Heart of America. Thank you. And that's tonight's CBS Evening News. I'm Nora O'Donnell. Good night.
If you like the CBS Evening News, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
The Hargan women seem to have it all.
From the outside looking in, we were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But as detectives would soon learn, there was a lot going on inside the Hargan household.
Ashley and I have been calling my mom and the house and Helen. No one's answering.
63-year-old Pamela Hargan gunned down in her own home. Her youngest daughter, Helen, lay dead upstairs.
Patrol, when they arrived, assumed or thought that there might have been a murder-suicide.
But for the detectives on the scene...
There were things about the scene itself
that were concerning to us on day one.
Who would want to kill their mother and their little sister?
There is no boogeyman here. It is exactly who we think it is.
I'm Peter Van Sant from 48 Hours. This is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, early and ad-free on Wondery Plus starting May 1st.